Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter if you haven't already. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And I think you'll like it. And if you don't, you can unsubscribe yourself if you decide you don't like it. When you're ready to get rid of it, just tell us that you want it to, that's what you want. Or in fact, you can go there and click on the buttons to do it yourself. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget all the other things there, the Brain Trust, the articles, the archives, et cetera, including the body of work that Nicole Galinas has deposited with us over the years. She's right there, too. And she's the author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. You know, Nicole, the title of your book, especially the subtitle, is something that's just on my mind a lot these days. I have decided that Wall Street has become the enemy of capitalism. I've decided that Washington is the unindicted co-conspirator of Wall Street. And between digital greed on Wall Street and incompetence and malfeasance, frankly, in Washington, and collusion between the two, I'm worried about America these days, Nicole, because of those two entities. What do you think?
Right, I think it's a real problem, and I think it's sad because with the right regulation, Wall Street should do what it could do, what it should do, which is serve the rest of the economy instead.
Instead of serving itself.
Right. Well, yeah, it's competing with the rest of the economy because you've got these financial firms that are still too big to fail. And everyone knows that. So if you're a small bank, you're looking to invest your depositors' money prudently, more likely to put that money in the bonds of a large financial institution rather than to invest it directly in small businesses and in non-financial enterprises. And then the larger financial institutions get more fees than they should for,
right.
they manage to become kind of like a collection point for all of this money that the federal government is trying to throw at the economy. It's not getting there. It's getting stuck on
right.
Wall Street. So we still haven't fixed, Dodd-Frank didn't really fix too big to fail.
But the compensation for the people on Wall Street is now back at record levels.
Right, and
so these are the people who helped create this calamity that the nation has right now, and yet it hasn't. They're still reaping the benefits. And I hate to sound. I don't want to sound like class. I'm not a class warfare kind of guy. But we've got to figure out a way to make the capitalism work for everybody, not just for some.
Right, and you sound like a lot of people. A lot of people say they certainly would not want to legally pay or anything like that, but they can see that there's something wrong. And, it's no surprise that when you've got an industry that's permanently guaranteed by the government, they collect a lot of revenue from investors, and there's not much for them to do with that revenue. They're not putting in any
right.
capital and plants and equipment. It just goes to the people. That's their only asset. So people who don't like it, you want to get rid of the government guarantees of these companies. And, by the way, people should be wondering, why don't the presidential candidates ever talk about this?
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah, they seem to want to stay away from talking about Wall Street. They should really be banging the drum on this.
Why aren't we hearing more of the candidates talk about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? Here's something I'm going to ask, Nicole. Why aren't there people being tried? Why aren't people already in jail, in prison, over what Fannie Mae, just take Fannie Mae for example, the James Johnsons of the world, the Franklin Raines and James Johnson, why aren't those guys in jail right now?
Tell the
audience who they are.
Yeah, Johnson and Raines were both heads of Fannie Mae. What going back? I mean, this goes back 10 years now, and
more.
And Raines was kicked out because of counting fraud. Johnson just left.
He created the fraud.
Yeah, but you know, I wonder, what is it that people think that Johnson did wrong? He was gaming a system that existed. He's cleverly furthering his own company's interests. I'm not sure how that's different than a lot of executives in the modern world.
Well, because he had the implied support of the government behind him.
But whose fault is that?
Yeah, I agree. No, that's the collusion part. See, now we bring in Barney Frank. That's the collusion part of this.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, this idea that we're going to put a couple people in prison, and because these bad people are behind bars, we fixed everything. We've got civil systemic problems with our regulations, and as long as you have firms that are too big to fail, not just Fannie and Freddie, but Citigroup, Bank of America, AIG,
yep, I agree.
A lot of companies, smart people are going to game the system.
But I agree with you. Why aren't more of the candidates, the Republican candidates, why aren't they making this part of their platform? Why doesn't somebody come out with a platform that says, we're going to make capitalism work for everybody?
Exactly. I think that would be a wonderful idea, and I think a lot of it has to do with the donations. But, you know, people love to say that Obama is well-connected on Wall Street. Certainly true in 2008.
That's true.
Republicans are being kind of quiet because they know that the bankers are...
So basically, if nobody is willing to call this like it is, who are running for president, basically we're screwed. Is that what you're saying? We can't fix this?
I think that's a direct way of putting it. But I think it's true. Unless someone talks about the fact that the financial crisis is not in the past, that
right.
we still have it.
All of the structures, all of the faults that created what we've already had, folks, are basically still in place. Hold on that thought. We're going to come right back with Nicole Galinas. She's with the Manhattan Institute. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.